Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Cub Scouts of America. You know what? Here's my son with some more information.
Hi, my name is Adrian. Right now, I am selling popcorn to help pay for Cub Scout outings and supplies. I might need, please support me, Adrian, by buying popcorn. Thanks for your help. And now, back to my dad.
Thanks, Adrian. He is right. It does help support the Cub Scouts, and it actually supports him. We are making any money that's raised by the Scouts are actually going towards the Scouts. So it goes into their PAC fund, and what that means is if they need to go on an outing and they've got money inside their PAC fund, they don't have to pay for it out of pocket. It comes out of there. It teaches the Scouts how to sell and do things like that. So, like, example, today he was learning and understanding how broadcasting works and how the radio works and all that. So it actually helps them learn. I'm a big supporter of Cub Scouting, as you guys may know, and scouting in general. So again, let's actually give you the link. Go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Just type that up in the URL where you would type in google.com or whatnot. Again, otrwesterns.com/popcorn, and or even check the show notes. I'm going to put that in the show notes also. But what that does is that will send you over to Cub Trails. What Cub Trails does is they will actually give him credit for purchasing it. They've got a wide variety of popcorn. And let's say you go, you know, I don't want popcorn. What you can do at that point is there's also donating to military. What that does is that actually buys popcorn for our men and women who are overseas and fighting. So they will actually, all that money goes directly to that. We get a little bit of money off of it, but for the most part, you're buying popcorn for the men and women overseas. So that's a good way of doing it. But there is a lot of good flavors out there. Remember, it is fundraising, so it's going to be a little bit on the higher price than what you just go buy in the store, but you are supporting scouting. What I'll do for you, if you decide to purchase, is I'll give you a membership to that same exact price. So let's say it's, you know, $30 is what you spend. I will give you a $30 membership. Whatever that would entail, you'll get that. I'm also going to do a special video for anybody who does this, and probably an extra show just for you, my supporters in this campaign. So don't send me any money. Go ahead and go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Help my son raise money. I think it's great. Last time we did this, he was a top seller. You guys are a huge support, and keep me going. Help the scouting going. Keep these kids, you know, out of anything bad. Thanks, and let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air dates, August 13th, 1955, and the title is Johnny Red. Now, this one has, as the main star, is going to be Virginia Drake. So it's something to note when you start seeing these double strips that come along. Let's get into today's episode, and I hope you enjoy. Walk it, swim it, and set your sail. We're taking a trip on the scouting trail. We're taking a trip on the scouting trail.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. Transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. and a little lonely.
Where'd you get the crowd?
Oh, some trail herd just came in. Circle B, I think.
Oh?
Come on upstairs and have a drink with me. I gotta get clear of here for a few minutes.
All right, let's go. Yeah, they are kind of loud, aren't they?
They sure are. You ever get fed up with it, Matt?
Fed up with what?
Everything. Come on in. Make yourself to home.
Ah, thank you. What's bothering you, Kitty?
Oh, nothing special. Just the whim-whams, I guess.
Ah.
Pour us a drink.
Okay. You know, since you're so fed up, why don't you get out of it? Go back east.
Get married and settle down? Nice, quiet bank clerk, a tub of wash, and a cook stove.
And, kids?
I'd like kids. Let's have that drink.
Yeah. There you are.
I'm not getting out, and neither are you. So let's live while we still... Oh. If that's some drunken herder, so help me out. Yes?
You sit downstairs. The marshal was up here.
Well, come in. Matt?
What's on your mind, fella?
I thought maybe you could give me some information, Marshal. I'm looking for some folks named Crail, Mr. and Ms. John Crail. I understand they've got a place around Dodge somewhere.
Yes, Ms. Crail does. John Crail died about 3 years ago.
No.
Are you an old friend of theirs?
They're my folks, my ma and pa.
What?
I'm Billy Crail. Maybe they mentioned me.
Oh, Yeah, your mother's always said that you'd come home someday. She's never given up hoping.
How is she, Marshal?
She's not too good. She's got a big ranch on her hands. She's been trying to run it alone since your dad died. You, think she'll recognize you?
She might not at first. It's been 17 years since I ran away from home.
Yeah.
A kid does crazy things. Maybe not right at first, but I'll convince her all right.
Yeah, you probably will. She'll even help you do it. Where you been all these years, Billy?
Just drifting. Here, there. You know how it goes.
Yeah, sure.
How do I get out to the place? I'm anxious to see you.
That's about 5 miles east of town. You just follow downriver. You can't miss it.
Thanks a lot, Marshal. I guess we'll see each other again since I'm going to settle down, eh?
Oh, sure. So long.
All right, let's have it.
What? What do you mean, Kitty?
Well, I know you, Matt. Something was wrong there. What was it?
Well, it's just this, Kitty. A few years ago, Miss Crail asked me to try to trace her son for her. I did it. But then I didn't have the heart to tell her.
Tell her what?
I got a report back from the war office. Billy Crail had joined the Union Army at the start of the war. He was killed in action at the Battle of Shiloh.
Dill and I went through these here circulars till I'm blue in the face. They cutthroats, cattle rustlers, horse thieves, bank robbers, anything you can think of. Ain't nary one of them fits the description of that Crail fella.
Now just keep looking, Chester. Might be 2 or 3 years back, but I seen that face of his somewhere. And it had to be in one of these circulars.
Well, I just don't understand how he figures to get away with it. You can't fool a man's own ma.
I might in this case. She hasn't seen him since he was a boy, and she's pretty old now. Her eyesight's failing her, and her memory's none too good.
Well, with that ranch and all the money she's got put away, he sure is.
Wait a minute, Chester.
You find something I should know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought so.
He sure looks like him, all right.
It is him. 3 years ago. Height 6'1", weight 185, sandy complexion, so on, so on.
Sure fits him.
Wanted in Lubbock for questioning in connection with the holdup of the Lone Star Bank. Previous arrest, Pecos Crossing, cattle theft, acquitted for lack of evidence. Convicted San Antonio 8 years ago, armed robbery, served 4 years, paroled. Known associates, Nate Barger and Ponca City Kid.
Reward $1,000.
Calls himself Johnny Red. Well, Chester.
Yes, sir.
Let's go get him.
Oh, oh. I don't see him nowhere around.
Ah, that's good. I was hoping I could talk to Ms. Crail first.
Think you'll put up a fight, Mr. Dillon?
I don't know, Chester.
Who is it?
It's Marshal Dillon, ma'am.
Well, if this ain't a surprise now, come on in and set a spell, Marshal.
Thank you, Ms. Crail.
Good to see you, Marshal. And you too, Mr. Proudfoot, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, please.
I wasn't too sure. My eyes ain't quite... Well, come on in, gentlemen. Oh, land's sake, I do like company, and seems like nobody ever comes out this way no more. Now, set yourselves down there now.
Well, thank you.
Rest your feet, and I'll get you a cup of coffee.
Oh, well, don't bother, Miss Crail. We don't have much time.
Time? Well, it won't take no time. I got it already made. I'm just fixing to have some myself.
You might take your hat off, Chester.
Land alive. If a body can't do a little something for a company, she ain't fit to have none.
Well, I guess it does get pretty lonesome out here, that.
Well, it did. Oh, I've got a big surprise to tell you about, Marshal.
Your, son?
Oh, shucks. The way gossip flies around Dodge City, your body couldn't have a chance to get ahead of it. Oh, here you are.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
He's come home. Just like I always knew he would.
Has he changed much, Miss Crail?
Oh, good heavens, yes. Well, he was just a boy when he went away, and now he's a grown-up man. He's fine and then strong.
Uh-huh. Then there's no doubt in your mind that this really is Billy. Huh?
That's downright silly, Marshal. But you can't fool a mother. She can always tell her own. Why, the second Billy walked up on that porch and said, "How are you, Ma?" I knew him just like that.
I see.
You know, I've been sort of going downhill since John passed on. The work was hard. And seemed like I'd kind of lost my reason for living. I don't think I'd have lasted, Marshal.
Well, now, Miss
Crail.
Oh,
but it's different now. The minute Billy put his arm around me, I started feeling like a young woman again. And I still do. Why, I'm happier than I've been in years.
Yes, ma'am, you sure seem to be.
My son's come home. Could a mother ask for more?
No, ma'am, I guess not. I suppose that is all that matters.
That's all.
Well...
Oh, I'm sorry, Marshal. Sure, I've been talking a leg off you. I haven't even thought to ask what brings you out this way.
Why, nothing, Miss Crail. Matter of fact, we just rode out for a friendly visit.
Well, I'm mighty glad you did, Marshal. You stop by just any time. And you too, Mr. Proudfoot.
Well, I thank you, ma'am.
Well, thank you for the coffee, ma'am, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, you couldn't have done nothing else, Mr. Dillon. Oh, it would have broke her heart if you'd have told her.
Yeah, I guess so, but she's going to find out anyway, sooner or later, when he steals her blind and then runs out on her. That's a bad deal, Chester, anyway you look at it.
Marshal?
Well,
Kind of sets you a problem, don't it?
Well, I may set a few problems for you before I'm done with you, Johnny.
And break an old lady's heart? I don't think so, Marshal. And the name is Billy, by the way. Billy Crail.
Not in Lubbock.
Lubbock? Where's that?
Don't worry, Johnny. When I send you back, there'll be somebody along to show you the way.
I don't know why you keep on calling me Johnny.
Because that's your name, Johnny Red. Bank robber, gunman, cattle thief. You fill out the list.
Maybe you could get my mother to fill it out.
Miss Crail's an old woman. Now, she doesn't know that her son was killed at the Battle of Shiloh.
That report was a mistake, Marshal, but I figured it was best to let it stand. See, I deserted 2 weeks before Shiloh.
Oh, yeah, sure you did.
I don't know where you got this crazy idea I'm somebody named Johnny Red. And before you go off half-cocked, I'd say it might be a good idea to check with the sheriff in Lubbock. Meanwhile, I figure it's like your friend there was saying. You wouldn't want to break an old woman's heart, would you?
Well, how are you, Doc?
Oh, terrible, terrible minute.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, lost another patient this afternoon.
Did somebody die?
Oh, no, no. You kind of figure on that happening, but you don't count on them getting well on you.
And they don't very often. Well, who was it that pulled this mean trick on you?
Old Lady Crail.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. A month ago, I wouldn't have figured her to live through the winter. I even thought she might leave me something in her will, too, but I... Well, doggone it, she was jumping around out there this morning as chipper as a young filly.
Ah, she's a young mother now.
Well, that's no joke, Matt. That's exactly what it is. That boy of hers has been home 3 weeks now, and it's made a new woman out of her.
Yeah. Only he's not really her boy, Doc.
Huh? Well, no, what do you mean by that?
He's an ex-convict from Texas. I had a reward circular on him from Lubbock.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Matt. He might be able to fool other people, but
I know,
his own mother.
I know. A mother can always tell her own, huh?
That's right, yeah.
Well, maybe this is the exception that proves the rule.
Well, if you really think that, and if he's wanted, well, why aren't you going out there and arrest him?
I got no charge against him, Doc. A wired Lubbock seems he was wanted, but not anymore. They already picked him up and then turned him loose for lack of evidence.
Well, if he's not Billy Crail, then what's he up to? What's his reason?
Yeah, you know how much that ranch is worth. And Ms. Crail keeps ever since she's got out there at the place because she doesn't trust banks. What more reason would a man like that need?
You better come quick, Mr. Dillon.
Now, what's wrong, Chester?
Jake just brought the Cimarron stage in. He got held up right outside of town. They shot the guard.
Will you let me through here, please? Please, will you stand aside and let Doc get in there? Please.
Well, they finally got to me, Marshal.
How'd it happen, Jake?
The boldest thing I ever seen. It was about 3 miles out of town. They throwed some cottonwood limbs across the trail so I'd have to pull up, and that's when they jumped me.
How many of them?
Just two. A couple I never seen before. Brassy as sin. Didn't even bother to wear masks. And they hauled off and shot Barney there without even giving him a chance.
What did they get, Jake?
The cash box. I don't know how much was in it.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, Doc.
There's nothing I can do for him, Matt. Two bullets right under the ribs. I doubt if they even knew what hit him.
Well, take charge of it, will you, Doc?
Matt, somebody said Barney got shot.
Yeah, he's dead, Kitty.
Oh.
Jake, would you recognize either of those men?
Oh, sure. Like I say, they didn't worry none about being seen. One of them was a tall, skinny fella, and the other one was a kind of a kid. The tall one called him Ponka.
Ponka?
They were strangers, though. They ain't from around here.
Well, sounds like a couple of fellas I saw on the Long Branch today, talking to Billy Crail.
Oh?
Billy finally left, but they stayed for another hour or so, talking real serious together.
Those two gunmen, Jake, where'd they head for when they left you? Huh?
Well, it was a funny thing. I figured they'd make a run south. Instead, they rode east, downriver. That trail don't lead nowhere.
Yeah, except to the Crail Ranch.
Looks real quiet.
Yeah. Too quiet, maybe.
No lights, neither.
Pull up, Chester. Let's walk from here.
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch yourself.
I am.
When I jerk the screen open, I'm going to go in fast.
I'll keep you covered, Mr. Dillon.
All right, Chester, come on in. See if you can find a lamp, huh?
Well, I think there was one over here on the table the other day. Yeah, here it is.
Well, light it and bring it over here.
Yes, sir.
Come on, come on.
Here you are, Mr. Dillon. Oh, my.
Hold the lamp down.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, she's dead.
She's been beat bad, too.
Well, it's not questioning he's wanted for now. It's murder.
Reach.
What?
Both of you.
What?
Oh, it's you, Marshal.
Who are you expecting, Johnny? Nate Barger and the Ponca City Kid?
That's right. They're down there. They're digging by the riverbank, but they'll be back. They won't find what they were. Oh.
Johnny, who shot you?
I don't know which one of them it was. It don't matter, though. I'll last till they get back. But not long enough for a murder charge, Marshal. Don't try for your gun, Marshal.
I'm not that much of a fool. Not with yours on my back.
I wouldn't want to shoot you. I got nothing personal against you, but your way of handling this ain't the way I... Put out that lamp. They're coming back. They're out there now. Stay where you are and stay quiet. I gotta get to a window.
All right, Chester, let's ease out the back way. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Here, over here. Now stay close to the house. They'll walk toward the porch. We'll have a chance to take them from the side. Then.
Yes, sir.
Tell you one thing.
Yeah.
He's still alive. She's sure ain't gonna lie about this time.
Hot branding iron might help.
All right, hold it. You're covered.
Right over there at the corner, Punker. I'll get him.
I warned you, Punker. All right, drop the gun, Barger. Go on, drop it.
All right, I did. I dropped it. I give up. Don't shoot.
You keep your hands high.
That's right, Nate. Keep them up high.
John, Johnny, no.
Say hello to Parker for me.
No, Johnny, just, no. Johnny, I had my hand.
All right, drop your gun, Johnny.
Sure, Marshal. I'm through with it now.
He had his hands in the air. You had no call to shoot him.
You would have took him in alive. He might have got out of it. This way, it works out better. More sure.
Johnny?
Yeah, Marshal.
Well, guess you know how you stand. You don't have a chance.
It don't matter. I lasted till it was finished.
What started it? An argument over the split?
No split. I wasn't in with them. They followed me here from Texas. That's right, Marshal. I'm Johnny Red.
I never doubted it.
They thought I was double-crossing them. They laid for me out here at the ranch. Thought they'd kill me. And her. They beat up Marshal, trying to find out where she kept her money. But she wouldn't tell. She lied to him. Said it was buried down by the riverbank.
Where is it buried, Johnny?
No place. I took it into the bank for her last week.
You what?
I figured it wasn't safe for her to keep it here.
Been a lot easier to get your hands on it, though, when you were ready to leave, huh?
So you still think a mother can't tell? Sure, Marshal. I've been called Johnny Red for years now. But my real name is Billy Crail. I wasn't lying about that. She was my mother. She was mine.
Well,
he was Billy Crail after all.
Yeah.
If he'd have just stayed away, hadn't come back home, she'd still be alive. It was her own son, you might say, that caused her death.
Doc says she wouldn't have lived through the winter anyway. And Billy made her happy for a month at least. I don't know, Chester. I don't know.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The special music for Gunsmoke was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Sam Edwards, Virginia Gregg, Vic Perrin, Lawrence Dobkin, and Paul Dubois. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Remember, listen again next week for another transcribed story of the Western Frontier when Matt Dillon, Chester Proudfoot, Doc, and Kitty, together with all the other hard-living citizens of Dodge, will be with you once more. It's America growing west in the 1870s. It's Gunsmoke. brought to you by L&M Filters.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.